Where's the beef?
Here we go with a high-protein, sizzling edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We bid a good day to Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA and forever champion of the U.S. cattle industry. Bill, we've been traveling a lot. Nice to see some rains across the plains. How's your pastures around Billings, Montana?
Right around Billings, Montana, we're looking pretty good. We've had a lot of moisture, but that's not the same for others in other parts of the state.
Absolutely. Western South Dakota, Sandhills looking pretty good overall. I've understood that maybe your neck of the woods could use a little more, so we're praying for rain. We have Parker James embedded in Washington, D.C., Bill, for Washington Watch, with access to farm state politicians, the Secretary of Ag, and the Chairman of the Ag Committee. Bill, what three questions would you like to ask on behalf of ranchers and farmer feeders to these ag state politicians? By the way, Nebraska noticeably absent from this shindig.
Mm-hmm. So the three questions, number one, will you pass mandatory country of origin labelings so domestic producers can compete in their own domestic marketplace and we can provide opportunities for new entrants into our industry? Number two, will you stop the USDA from trying to impose mandatory electronic identification on cattle? That's an infringement of our producers' rights and liberties and should be halted immediately. Number three, will you work with President Trump to impose tariffs on imported beef and sheep and lamb that are actually decimating our domestic industries, causing our producers to exit at an alarming rate? We now have a sheep industry where 70% of the lamb eaten in America is actually foreign lamb from Australia and New Zealand.
What, really? 70%?
Oh, yes.
Wow, did not know that.
Over 70%. So our domestic producers are relegated to only 30% of their own domestic market share. And the cattle industry is fast following the sheep industry's path to ruin. And we need to put a halt to that. And tariffs are the tool with which we can reverse the ongoing increase of imports. We've seen a surge of 35% increase in the volume of imports in 2023 and 2024 as compared to about the eight-year period prior to that. What's happening is cattle prices are high, reached a price point that would incentivize expansion of our domestic herd, but the global meat packers are bringing in imports from all over the world, and it will soon suppress prices, and it will eliminate opportunities for our domestic industry to expand and to rebuild the herd.
You see
a lot, my cool friend. Electronic ID and tariffs.
Got them written down.
Three all questions.
Right. And Bill, you got your big convention coming up in June in Deadwood.
That's right. This will be cutting edge information that we will be sharing again this year. We'll have a big turnout. It's June 18 and 19. They can go to our website at r-calfusa.com and register right online.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.